When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. Finally, I physically recovered from the parade in the Super Bowl celebrations. Just what a season, what a team, what an amazing ride it was for the 2024 Eagles, culminating in a Super Bowl championship. Parade was amazing. I met a lot of you guys out there. Shout out to y'all. We crushed beers. I drank a lot of different kinds of alcohol that I probably shouldn't have. Can't be doing that over the age of 30 these days. It takes you a little longer to recover from that kind of stuff. I think just now my body's like, yeah, you feel all right enough to get life back to normal. But now I'm kind of sad about everything. Like, the last month has been such a whirlwind between playoff run and the Super Bowl and celebrating on Broad Street to all the way to the parade. I felt like it was a movie. The last month has been so much fun. And then I'm supposed to, like, after it all, you're supposed to just sit here and, like, we're supposed to be like normal members of society now. This is how it is. Like, I just have to be a regular person after all that. Like, what do I do with my life now? I'm struggling to find purpose. I don't know what to do. If it's not sweating and cheering on the Eagles, like, what am I supposed to be doing? I've been, like, trying to play video games to fill the void. At least in years past, the Sixers were, like, somewhat respectable, and they gave you some kind of hope that maybe they could do something. But this year, that's not happening. It's not even like we have that to just kind of ease our way from the Eagles to Sixers. Now it's just Eagles into nothing. Like, what do we do? I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. Can't just sit here and buy Super Bowl merch all day, every day? Be broke. It's not the way I want it to be, but I guess this means that it goes back to business as usual, which means it's time to turn the page. Welcome to the Eagles offseason, everybody. We are here to break down everything that the Eagles are going to be doing this spring, and this is arguably my favorite time of the year. If you're a regular listener and you've been here for a while, you know how much I nerd out over the offseason and the scouting and the draft and the combine. And just salary caps and contracts and free agents and who are we bringing in and some of the lower level guys that come in here that could potentially make a difference and all that stuff. It's easy to do, you know, what everyone else does as far as like post games and recaps and previews. Like, everybody does that stuff, but this is the nitty gritty. This is the stuff I enjoy right here, breaking down all this nerd stuff during the off season, and I can't wait to do that with you guys throughout the entirety of the offseason. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod. Bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. We'll be here all spring long. So thank you guys for staying with me throughout this ride. Needed like a week buffer here to kind of get my life back to normal as I recover from everything. You just sit, you kind of digest what the Eagles just did, you take it all in before kind of diving right back into work here. But now we're here because I'm bored, honestly. Got nothing else better to do than to sit here and talk about the coaching moves and whatnot. But I'm excited to be here with you guys throughout the off season. Some people have also reached out on Twitter because they've noticed me. I mean, it's easy to notice me online, honestly. All the updates I've been asking for from all the accounts that doubted the Eagles throughout the year, and even dating some years back, the people that were doubting when A.J. Brown got traded here. A.J. and Jalen would never win a Super Bowl. They said Jalen Hurts will never win one altogether. When Saquon got signed, they said Saquon's not going to win one. Running backs don't win Super Bowls. I just wanted to know some updates. I just replied and asked for an update to see what this resulted in, because I believe it resulted in a Super Bowl championship. But a lot of guys seem to be enjoying that online. So the guys that reached out and have been saying thank you for keeping these receipts. I got receipts on top of receipts of all the guys who ever had anything to say about the Eagles throughout this year and years past. And I'm just doing what any fan would do. I'm just doing the Lord's work, calling out everybody and checking them and making sure that they acknowledge that the Eagles are indeed Super Bowl champions. And they might be getting better this offseason, already making some coaching changes. So first order of business here today, the Eagles have a new offensive coordinator. It's not an outside voice. It's not fresh ideas, to my knowledge. They are promoting from within and named Kevin Petullo as Kellen Moore's successor to be offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a move we all kind of expected, but alas, it is now official. Some background on Kevin Petullo. He was formerly the passing game coordinator and associate head coach under Nick Sirianni. So he's been here for a little bit. He's been here since 2021 with Sirianni. And this was the expected move, like I said, from everyone within the organization. And even those outside, like us and reporters, were all figuring that once Kellen Moore, we knew he was moving on to that Saints job. And we all immediately circled Kevin Petullo as being the favorite internal candidate. And it looks like he just might have been the favorite all along. Because to my knowledge, I don't know who they interviewed. It hasn't been reported yet. And I haven't heard who they interviewed. They had to conduct interviews. You have to satisfy the Rooney rule and those kind of things. So they certainly talked to people, but I think they knew that Petullo was going to be the guy all along. He's been working with Nick Sirianni since 2018 in Indianapolis, where Sirianni was offensive coordinator. Petullo started as wide receivers coach there and moved his way up to pass game specialist. I also think this is a case of right place, right time for Kevin Petullo, because at this stage of the year, you know, other teams haven't been playing football into February, and they've been hiring away the top candidates. At this point in the year, your choices are really only internal guys or guys out of work or guys that may be like, I'm taking a break from coaching or trying to figure out what they want to do next season. But for the most part, it's either guys within the organization or guys who are out of work, and you don't want to poach somebody off the street. You're out of work for a reason. You don't want to bring that guy in here when you are coming off a Super Bowl victory. So Petullo hired to maintain some sort of continuity with Jalen Hurts, who will now be on his sixth play caller since entering the NFL. And I think up to 12 play callers over the last 10 seasons, I think is the number. Just doesn't know. Jalen Hurts doesn't know stability, but he continues to excel. But I think the good thing here with Petullo, like I said, he's been Sirianni's right-hand man dating back to 2018. He was literally on the plane when Sirianni got hired as head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's been here through every coordinator change in Philadelphia. So he knows he's as of right now, other than Sirianni, he's been the closest to Jalen. He knows Jalen the second most in that building behind Sirianni. So they figured, why bring another voice in here when we have a guy right here who knows Jalen Hurts and we can still play to his strengths? Because Petullo, I know the reservations with Petullo was that the last internal promotion didn't go so well with Brian Johnson. And I think Jalen I know Jalen had a lot of say in that. It was Jalen's close confidant, and Brian Johnson got the nod there and it didn't work out. So that's still at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. I reached out and asked about the perception of Kevin Petullo within the organization and what it could kind of look like next season. And to my understanding, it's kind of a yin yang situation. Like Petullo kind of challenges Sirianni on a lot of ideas. It's not just kind of his yes man. And I know that the fear is Petullo is just an extension of Nick Sirianni, and Sirianni's offense has been stale in the past. But I think that Petullo kind of challenges Sirianni, says, no, we're going to do things this way. And Nick Sirianni respects that, as close as they are. So I think that things will differ on that front. Now, the kicker here is that Petullo has never called plays at any level, to my knowledge. And now he will be doing so for a championship offense next season. So that will be interesting. Nick Sirianni said he won't be calling plays. It'll be Petullo. So that'll be interesting to watch. I believe at the end of the Super Bowl, Petullo had the play sheet in his hand. I think I mentioned that prior. So they were certainly prepping for this. They knew that this was going to happen. So that explains why it wasn't an extensive search. They held all their interviews behind closed doors in-house because they didn't want to report it, because we figured Petullo is going to be the guy anyway. Let's not give Petullo any doubt. Let's not try and make it seem like he won't get this job. And he's had, from what I understand, he's had a lot of internal support from ownership all the way down to players. And that was evidenced by Lane Johnson, who was tweeting his excitement minutes after the promotion was announced. I think he tweeted, let's go, or something like that for Petullo. So the players like him, even though Jalen Hurts didn't give the most ringing endorsement of Petullo. It sounded like he was kind of caught off guard when he was asked about it. And at that time, the promotion wasn't announced. So Jalen Hurts didn't really want to speak as if it already happened. You know, Jalen always speaks in a cryptic manner. So I think that's why he said the things he did. I do have Jalen's comments on Petullo potentially, at the time, potentially being offensive coordinator. I have that for you guys here.
Yeah. Kevin Petullo's never been a, he'd have a different role. So it's hard to compare, you know, that role to this role because his job is going to demand something totally different of him. And I have a lot of confidence in him and what he's shown. However, I know, you know, over the years I've learned that's out of my jurisdiction. And so kind of just taking things as they come and try and go out there and be the best I can be and just learn and evolve.
Yeah, not the most excited guy in the room at that time, but that was during locker clean out. You know, everyone's still kind of processing the win, not really necessarily thinking about next season. Well, Jalen probably is. Jalen's thinking about next season the minute they won. But Jalen just didn't want to say anything with certainty because the announcement hadn't been made yet, and he didn't want to speak for the organization. So that's probably why he spoke the way he did there now. And I think, again, the continuity is what's important here, because as much as you would have liked to retain Kellen Moore, you respect him for wanting to further his career, finally get the head coaching job that he's been trying to get for years now. But I think that for the most part, the offense is going to stay the same. Much of the scheme and terminology that Kellen installed last summer will remain in place and emphasize Hurts' strengths. Kevin Petullo, as I mentioned, has been very close with Jalen Hurts over the last 4 years since he came here with Nick Sirianni. And Petullo understands what Jalen Hurts is good at. He's been watching it for 4 years. He understands what he doesn't want to do in an offense. And I think that Petullo will continue that trend in 2025.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kellen has been speaking of Kellen. He's been doing his work with these coaches. He brought TJ Paganetti to the Saints team, which is I was kind of shocked by, because Paganetti has been with the organization for a little bit now. He came here in 2013, I think it was, with Chip. Whatever year Chip came here, I think 2013, Paganetti was here. Then Chip got fired, Paganetti left, and then Paganetti came back in 2017, and has been Jeff Stoutland's right hand man ever since. So for Kellen to pull him away from Philadelphia is a big move. Maybe Paganetti understands that, okay, Jeff Stoutland is a legend here. I'm not taking his job, so maybe I can go somewhere else in advance there. And why not? Kellen, he certainly impressed Kellen. He impressed Doug, too. I mean, he was here when Doug was here, so Paganetti is obviously doing something right. Kellen interviewed Christian Parker, the Eagles DB coach, for defensive coordinator. And thankfully, I think that they're going with Brandon Staley, so Christian Parker will still be here. And Christian Parker is certainly a guy you want to keep in the organization. You saw the work he did with Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and had those guys looking amazing out there. So you certainly want to keep him in the room. I wonder if the situation with Christian Parker is because he's getting a lot of attention, and he's certainly a defensive coordinator in the making. And I wonder if, because I don't know how many more years Vic Fangio will coach. And I wonder if Christian Parker is sitting here, like, did the team let him know, like, you're the heir to Fangio at this point? Like, when he leaves or retires or whatever, will you, like it's your job to lose? And will Christian Parker wait for that? Has Fangio given them a concrete, I can't see Fangio going to them, like, I'm only going to be here 2 more years and then whatever. Because that's not something you can really decide in the moment. And Christian Parker, I would love for him to be, like, the next guy up for the Eagles whenever Fangio hangs it up. But maybe Christian Parker doesn't wait for that. And maybe he goes to a team that really wants him as defensive coordinator, and you take the opportunity when you can get it. So I wonder how that dynamic is currently, but it's good to see that he will be here for at least another season. So Kellen was trying to get him over there. He at least talked to him, but Brandon Staley looks like he will be in that spot for the New Orleans Saints. The Eagles did hire Parks Frazier to fill Kevin Petullo's old position, another former colleague of Nick Sirianni, Frazier, Petullo, and Sirianni all worked together with the Colts under Frank Reich. So Sirianni certainly has some say this time around. He's getting the old band back together. All you really need is Frank Reich at this point. We'll see who they bring in as QB's coach. Do they bring in another member of the band here, or do they go with the outside voice? Because it is still good to have outside ideas, I believe. You want at least one pair of eyes in there that hasn't seen what you've done before and kind of freshen things up if things get a little stale. So we'll see what they do at quarterback's coach. Parks Frazier spent last season with the Dolphins as an offensive assistant, so spent some time over there with Mike McDaniel. So that's kind of where we are. We know Nussmeier, he was the QB coach here. He went to be offensive coordinator with Kellen. We knew that was happening. So that is all set in stone as of now. But I'm excited to see what Petullo does. I really like some of the things he says. I hear that he has an amazing attention to detail. This is why Sirianni has always been fond of him. Sirianni says he doesn't make any decisions without Kevin. Any decision he makes that has to deal with the team, he goes and talks to Kevin first. So that shows you how much respect he has for a guy like Petullo. And anybody anybody that has Nick Sirianni speaking that highly of, I think is a good idea. And continuity, again, is the theme here. You want as much continuity as possible. And if you can't keep Kellen, you get the other guy that's been here for 4 years. And we'll see how play calling goes, because he's never called plays. We'll see how all that goes. I believe he's done it like in practice and things like that. So we'll see how all that goes, because first-time play caller at the NFL level is always going to be tough in the beginning. But I'm excited for the ride, and we'll see how it all goes. Some injury news coming out from the Eagles today. Pro Bowl center Cam Jurgens underwent back surgery on Tuesday to alleviate nerve pain, Adam Schefter reported. He also stated that Jurgens is expected to fully recover in time for training camp. He played through significant pain during the playoffs. We all knew that. In the Washington game, he played half of that. I forget which half. I think Cam played the second half. Landon played for him in the first half, and then he endured all that pain in the Super Bowl to get the job done, and now he got surgery. He'll be recovering from that, and then he should be ready to go for a training camp. So good news on that front. Landon Dickerson also mentioned that he'll need surgery at locker cleanout. He doesn't know for what or what or what's going on, but he knows that he needs repairs. Is kind of the way he put it. And I'm gonna go in there, and they'll tell me what's wrong, and they'll fix it. And that's kind of how it's gonna go. But Landon did say he'll need surgery of some kind. So shout out to both of those guys. We saw how much pain they were both in. They toughed it out, made sure the job got done in the Super Bowl, so respect to them as always. Interestingly enough, Cam Jurgens heading into the final year of his rookie deal, so extension should be coming. And why do I mention that? Because for all of us, more money is on the way. Well, not us, we don't get paid by the league, but for all the teams, more money is on the way. The salary cap reportedly will be rising an estimated $22 to $26 million this year, which is good news, especially for the Eagles, who are hopefully going to keep some players. The Eagles, as of now, before restructures and all the stuff that Howie's going to do, the Eagles have roughly $19 to $20 million available in cap space. They didn't extend anybody during the season. Usually we get one or two extensions. They didn't do anything during the year. Super Bowl was at the forefront of the mind. Got it done. We'll see if it pays off for them. But Cam Jurgens is due for one. Dallas Goedert has one more year left on his deal. And before the playoffs, I was like, I don't know. They might try to trade him. They might try to trade Dallas Goedert in the last year of his deal, and then somebody else will extend him. But then he really showed up in the playoffs, and I think that changes your outlook a little bit on what you want from Dallas Goedert. I certainly still think you need to trade one. We'll talk about that down the road. Draft one. Definitely draft a tight end this year, please. You need to. As good as Calcaterra has looked, I think this is a good year to draft a tight end. And I also wouldn't rule out possibly extending Jalen again at some point. His deal looks really good now, but do you extend him now before these numbers get crazy? I wouldn't rule out potentially extending Jalen Hurts again. I don't know if it's this year, but maybe next year. I wouldn't rule out getting another one done soon. But for this year, priority number one certainly will be first team All-Pro Defensive Player of the Year finalist Zach Bond. Get it done. I don't care if he's the only one you lock in and everyone else walks. I'll be okay. We'll figure it out. If I had to guess between the top four free agents for the Eagles this spring, Zach Bond, however you want to rank them, Zach Bond, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and Mekhi Becton, they're the top four names for the Eagles this spring. Zach Bond is certainly their priority. I think Milton Williams is going to get a bag. He might get close to $100 million from somebody. He'll get a four-year, $100 million deal from somebody. He's that good. He checks all the boxes of what you want. He's young. He plays an important position. He affects the quarterback. Like he checks a lot of boxes of teams that want a young building block on defense. And I believe Milton was asked. I don't know who asked him, but somebody asked him, like, do you have interest in being the top defensive tackle on a team, on a defensive unit? And you obviously won't be that here because Jalen Carter is here. And Milton probably has some interest in that. He looked like he had some interest in being the top dog on defense. So that's something to watch as well. Josh Sweat, I think, is gone. I don't think Josh Sweat will be back. He'll make some money somewhere. And Mekhi Schefter reported yesterday on 975 The Fanatic that there's a good chance he stays. But the Eagles also really like Tyler Steen. Do you invest resources in keeping Mekhi Becton? Or do you roll with Tyler Steen and use that money elsewhere? We'll see what the Eagles decide. But one thing is for certain, Zach Bond needs to stay. Now, according to SpotTrack, Bond's projected market value is sitting at about $9.7 million a year. So we'll round up to 10. We'll say that his projected market value is $10 million per year. A three-year, $30 million deal would make Zach Bond the 11th highest paid off-ball linebacker in the NFL. As of now, before any deal's done, before anybody got signed, extended, whatever the case may be. That would be just ahead of Logan Wilson on the Bengals. Nice player over there for Cincinnati. Now, I believe if you were to ask me, and like obviously SpotTrack does their own calculations and factors everything and does everything on their end, but I think that Bond's value will probably be closer to 12, 13 million a year. I don't think he gets past 15. I don't think he gets anywhere near 18, 19. He's not getting Fred Warner money. But I think 12, 13 is a safe bet. Teams are going to evaluate him differently. They'll have to figure out if Bond can play at a high level away from Fangio. They'll have to decide if 2024 was an anomaly or not. Like, is this just a one-year wonder thing? Can he do this consistently? And he's also 28 years old. Some of these other linebackers got extended at 25 years old. He's 28, so he's on the older side. Crazy that 28 years old, me sitting here at 31 saying that. But these are all factors that teams will have to consider when it comes to handing Zach Bond a contract. Now, Anthony DeBona and I, if you don't follow Anthony on Twitter, great follow on Twitter, go follow him. Anthony DeBona and I were having a conversation about Bond's value, and he mentioned that Andrew Van Ginkel got a two-year contract worth $20 million at Bond's age of 28 years old after a successful season under Vic Fangio. And Bond had a much better season than Van Ginkel did that year. So that factors into it as well. Like, if Van Ginkel got 2 years, $20 million for a good season under Fangio, and Bond just had he was the best linebacker in football last year, the best off-ball linebacker, says Pro Football Focus, and I agree with that. He might get 13, 14. So that's stuff we're going to have to consider as well. Now, Bond may also be willing to take a slight discount considering his success here in Philadelphia and his desire to remain in Philadelphia. He has not been bashful about his wishes to stay in Philadelphia. And at 28 years old, this could be your one chance at a big lucrative contract for your family. You'll probably only get one, unless he goes on warpath the next 3 years and gets paid again. But this is probably your one shot. He signed like a $3.5 million deal last summer with the Eagles. This is your one chance for like real financial security. As if $3 million is not financial security, but at a really big deal, this is your one shot at it. And Bond said that he's gonna, you know, take the week to kind of settle down, and then he'll go into all of his options next week. There's certain going to be teams throwing money at him. He'll have to consider the situation, the team, whether they're going to be in the playoffs or not, and whether they'll have him in a position to succeed. Last thing you want to do is go to a team and they don't use you correctly. Will he be just as successful without Fangio? Will he be as effective without Fangio? I don't know that personally. I don't want to find out because I want him to stay in Philadelphia. And I think at the end of the day, he will be here at around that $12 million figure, if I had to guess. Will it be 2 years, 3 years? I don't know. But I think that something gets done here. There's no way Howie already went away from tradition last summer when he signed Saquon Barkley. He might do it again and sign a linebacker. He might as well. I mean, he played a factor in transforming that entire defense. I think Howie, like, if you let Bond walk, who do you replace him with? I don't know. You're certainly not gonna draft one that early. So I don't know. I think you have to keep him. I think you can eat some of the other losses. The Milton Williams, you can kind of eat because you have a Jomo waiting in the wings, and you still have Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. You can survive the Josh Sweat thing because Jalix Hunt is coming on, and you can draft an edge rusher, and you have Nolan Smith. And Mekhi Becton, obviously, if he walks, you have Tyler Steed. I think Zach Baum makes the most sense from the in-house pending free agents. I think you get him done and you try to kind of figure out the rest. We'll see what it is the Eagles do, and I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see how they kind of maneuver this offseason. And will there be any big trades? Myles Garrett, Max Crosby. Some fans don't want Micah, but Micah Parsons. Will he trade up in the draft? Abdul Carter is way out of range. I'm seeing him first overall on some mock drafts. Will he trade up to the early 20s? We're at 32, obviously, right now. Will he trade up to the early 20s if somebody there that he likes? James Pierce Jr. of Tennessee. We'll get into all the names, but he's a guy that I'm hearing his stock is falling. Tennessee Vols guy, really good edge rusher. We'll see what they do as far as the NFL draft and the offseason is concerned. But if I could bank on one thing, is that Zach Bond will be here as a Philadelphia Eagle in 2025. Thank you guys for checking out this episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We'll be back this week at some points to talk about whatever it is else the Eagles do. We'll scout some players. We'll rank team needs and all that fun stuff that gets into the offseason. All my fun nerd, my nerd brain gets all excited for this time of year with the Eagles, because I love seeing how the team can get better. I love researching it and seeing what it is they can do to get better and potentially repeat next year. I'll catch you guys at that time. But until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.